Hello, and welcome to another episode of True Stories of Good People, a GoFundMe Heroes production. I'm your host, Kelsey Little. In each episode, we sit down with someone who's making a difference in other people's lives, or has had their life changed by someone kind. When the nonprofit Elizabeth Agnella worked for closed its doors, she knew she had to act fast. Dozens of children with serious or terminal illnesses were looking forward to a holiday party that now seemed unlikely to happen. Elizabeth not only orchestrated the spectacular party that the children deserved, but she launched an organization of her own to fill a need in the community. Her mission was simple: create a place of belonging while spreading hope and happiness to children and families in need. Hello from Buffalo, New York. I'm so excited to be here today with Lizzie Agnello and Nancy Dowdle to talk about their wonderful nonprofit, the Brave Little Fighters Foundation. Firstly, thank you both so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Thanks so much having us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. So are you both originally from the Buffalo area?
I am.
Okay.
I am from Buffalo.
I'm from Rochester, New York.
Rochester. Oh. I learned this morning that's an hour and 10 minutes away about.
Yes, okay. That's right.
How long have you been in Buffalo then?
Oh, gosh. I've been here ever since graduate school, so about 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do both of you love most about living here? What are your favorite things to do in the area? Would you like to start, Lizzie?
Oh, sure. I love, as you had actually mentioned a moment ago, how much Buffalonians love sports.
Yes.
Because I'm a very avid sports fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Who are your teams? I know nothing.
The Bills. I love the Buffalo Bills football team. Yeah. I like the Sabres. I just didn't grow up with a lot of hockey, so a little bit less so, but I love the Bisons baseball team. And I also love what a close-knit community it is.
Yeah.
I've noticed that more so than Rochester a little bit.
Okay.
I hate to say that about
Interesting.
My own
stuff, but, yeah. Are you also a sports person, Nancy?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Are you also Go Bills?
Yes, this year they're looking good.
This year.
Yes,
I like it.
Yes. I just love being by the water.
Yeah. Is your guys... Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying the stadium's by the water.
Oh, no. Just living on Lake Erie is a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's beautiful. That's so funny about... For me to come to sports cities, I'm from San Diego, and people like sports there, but we just have traditionally had these sports teams that suck really bad, and that's kind of our thing.
We do too. A little bit.
Oh, but you love them anyway.
You gotta love them anyway.
We made it to 4 Super Bowls though. So
that's awesome.
Many years ago.
Wow.
So
that's an accomplishment. That's awesome. Maybe someday, fingers crossed. Okay, so you two have recently created a really incredible organization, and I want to hear all about it. So let's start with the elevator pitch. What is the Brave Little Fighters Foundation in a nutshell?
So, first, I'd just like to say thank you so much for having us, Kelsey.
Yeah, of course.
And Brave Little Fighters, which was founded in November of 2018, strives to ease the heartache, challenges, and fear faced by children with serious and terminal illness in Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
And we achieve this through carefree and joyful outings all year round, all completely free of charge. So
I love it.
Thank you.
And so, Lizzie, what is your role in the organization?
I am the founding director of the organization, and having founded it, as I mentioned, back in November.
Okay. So, how about you, Nancy?
I am in charge of communication and marketing.
Okay, that's my world too.
Yeah, I am a professional photographer by trade.
Okay.
So just to see the families come together. It is kind of a mouthful.
Yeah.
It's very multidimensional,
yes,
this organization. So just to capture it through my lens has just been a joy. And to show them to donors or other families is very moving.
I mean, that's got to be an incredibly important part of telling the story is imagery, because... It's like the old cliche goes, I mean, you can explain what these days are like, but just showing the emotions on people's faces through the photographs you capture, I mean, must just really drive it home for people.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. I'm kind of getting into photography a little bit. So what's your nerd about it for a second favorite camera?
I've always been Nikon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I just grew up with it.
Yeah.
And they, all my friends have Canon.
Yeah. So, you're a contrarian.
So, yeah, I just always stuck with Nikon.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I really got to take the leap and get past auto mode on most of my cameras. All right, so before we dive deeper into the program itself, I would love to know the backstory of how all this got started. So, Lizzie, where did the idea for this foundation come from in the first place?
Gosh. So the idea came from the fact that I had served for about a decade the population that we are striving to serve through Brave Little Fighters. So I did so in both Rochester, New York, and Buffalo. And so I've been very blessed because many of those children have wished to go forward with us as we create Brave Little Fighters.
Wow.
And that just feels tremendous. I mean, to think that they want to kind of carry on with a local organization. So,
And by served, do you mean in your social work?
Let's see. Actually, it was for a different foundation based in Manhattan. And so when New York City chose to close the chapters of those two cities, I was heartbroken. And it was very hard for, I guess, for me to deliver that news to the families. And yet, as I mentioned, it was just amazing to think. I just stopped for a moment and I said, I can't stop this work. You know, how can I start up an organization? And it's been challenging at times, but incredibly gratifying.
Yeah.
So, yes.
It's wonderful. So,
thank you.
And then I'd love to know how you landed on that specific name. I mean, a little bit, it speaks to itself, but what does the term Brave Little Fighters mean to both of you? I'd love to hear.
Well, we were batting it around, and we knew that we knew what the previous foundation's name was, and I said, I think we can do better than that. So we just came up with all these words and used the thesaurus and just Googling, and then we landed on Brave. And then I think we were just Googling it, and we were just trying different name combinations, and then it was just like, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
You know, that encompasses the whole program.
Yeah.
Really.
And also, I'd like to add, we knew that a lion would be at the center of things as far as the logo.
Okay.
So I think that when you think of a lion, of course, in part you think of courage. So
yes.
I think that was just it really exemplifies the children, I think.
I love
as
that.
Well as their siblings and parents.
Absolutely. So, whole family.
Exactly.
So then how did you go from, I always love to hear from people who've actually taken the leap to start a whole organization because it's no small feat and it's a big commitment. How did you go from having the idea to actually deciding, let's do this, let's launch it?
I think that I truly knew the moment it was being launched when that paperwork was submitted to the Department of State as far as incorporating in the state of New York. And then, of course, receiving that coveted letter from the IRS saying you are a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. So I was just dancing around the house, I think. But yes, I think that paperwork is really crucial to kind of setting it in your mind. This is something, it's a huge commitment, as you said, but that validates it in some way. So, sorry.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, and also we had had on the dockets from the last foundation to do a Christmas party, but that had ended. Oh, so right. We had talked to several people, and they said you cannot not do the Christmas party.
They were so looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So they really encouraged Lizzie to move forward, and then, you know, it kind of took hold of that this was going to be a worthy foundation.
That's true. And if I could just add one more thing, sorry, when we and especially Nancy, when she created the membership form for Brave Little Fighters, I think that is also when we knew, because we were asking new families, regardless of whether they had been part of the old foundation, to be kind enough to complete that and mail it back.
Okay.
So therefore they became part of Brave Little Fighters.
Yeah.
So that was really exciting.
To have people that have only ever been part of your organization.
Yes.
Wow.
That's and then to see it come back in the mail.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
So, Lizzie, were you nervous or doubtful at all in the very early stages? I mean, what kept you going in times of doubt, if there were any?
I was a little concerned or doubtful about time and my ability to devote enough time to it. And I think that I've been able to meet the challenge. I feel sometimes that I wish that I did have a little bit more time perhaps to devote, but the passion really sees you through. And I think I'm so blessed to have done it for, you know, previous organization, to know something of the nuts and bolts of that, and to be able to kind of carry on trying to lead a foundation with that passion.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Did you ever have any doubts, Nancy?
I just believe in Elizabeth. Yeah. And, you know, I knew if she had her, you know, heart set on this, that she's going to make it happen.
Those are like the natural leaders in our lives, you know, we're just like, all right, we're going to do this, and I trust you, and look what you've done. It's amazing.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I've not done it alone at all. You know, it's been amazing to have so much support from the community. So
let's dive deeper into the program itself. So as you mentioned, the foundation offers outings year-round, free of charge, for children experiencing serious medical conditions and their families. What made you want to focus on providing these fun experiences as opposed to maybe a different kind of family support?
Because I think that that's what is most effective actually for the whole family. Mm-hmm. I can kind of share some testimonials that they've given after an outing. So for example, anything from, I hadn't seen my child smile in so long until this outing, and just hearing that from a mother or father who has just devoted so much time to hospital stays, for example, and then to suddenly have this carefree outlet for them. I think that that's truly what works also, in the sense that it offers them a great deal to look forward to. And they are then, as a result of our outings, connected with other children who are facing similar stressors.
Yeah.
So they, in my opinion, they are really the only ones who know the true nature of the stress that they go through, just like Gianna that I had mentioned to you before, who has had over 20 surgeries.
Oh my gosh.
It's unimaginable for me, but those other families that have joined us can understand that. So,
that's a really good point of something I hadn't considered is, not only are the families able to experience this, you know, day of fun and wonderful connection with their families, but you get connected with other families that are going through something that it's just very hard to explain to people who have never gone through it before.
Exactly.
Wow.
We agree. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And we've had great success with the Facebook page, because Elizabeth does a great job at welcoming the new families and the child, and they're kind enough to let us know what the medical challenges are.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in the group just say welcome to to Brave Little Fighters, and you know, my child also has that.
Yeah.
So it's the power of we, instead of just we're the only ones going through this.
Yes, I love that.
Just on that note, that's such an amazing point, because I was just looking this morning at the Facebook page, and one brand new family just said to another family, just on the public forum, you know, best of luck with your decompression surgery next week, because they shared the same, their children shared the same diagnosis.
Wow.
And that's sort of the first time we've had that kind of open dialogue. I can't imagine the anxiety and fear prior to that surgery, and just to have a fellow Brave Little Fighter reaching out and kind of calming them like that. I think that speaks volumes about maybe what the foundation can do going forward.
Absolutely. So is the Facebook page for the people part of this program who have attended the outings, or is it for donors, or who's part of that?
It's really for all of the above. I think it is primarily serving the families, I think, but we do have followers who are donors, and they do not have a sick child. They're just very drawn to the mission.
Yeah, and the stories.
It is. It's so great to have that. And it allows us to let them know about future events.
Yeah.
For example, the Great Pumpkin Farm or the Christmas party that we already have been lucky enough to set the date for. So,
oh, nice. Yeah,
it's great.
And also, excuse me, the volunteers are our friends as well. So if they say, hey, we can help out with this, all our volunteers have different skill sets. Yeah. And everybody has something to offer.
Yeah.
And that even that we would never even dream of, that is like we have a phys ed teacher, and she has wonderful input on for the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Everybody has such good ideas because we're coming from the different walks of life.
Yeah.
It's true.
Nancy, do you have a lot to do with the Facebook page? Is that kind of part of your role as the marketer, or?
I am learning as I go. I'm not really savvy with Facebook, but we're kind of learning as we go. I know I have the photo, and I know I want to put it on there, but just the logistics, Lizzie helps me with.
Yeah, nice. I've been on it, and the photo's just... they just brighten your day immediately, you know? It's a huge part of it. So I'd love to dive in a little bit more to the outings themselves, because that's such a fun part of it. Just I'd love to know kind of some examples of the different outings that you guys offer and how you choose which outings might be good options. I would imagine that's a fun part of the planning process.
It is. It's really fun. You're right. And let's see. It's really nice because since I've met Nancy, I've gone beyond athletic events, which has been, I think, a breath of fresh air for many of the children and families, because I forget sometimes not all children love sports as much as I do. So anything from, for example, art classes or trips to our amazing Albright Knox Art Gallery. The Buffalo Zoo is actually a place where previously we had held some outings, but I would like to highlight the amazing first annual summer festival that we just held about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear about that later.
Yeah, it was at the American Legion in East Aurora, and so there were veterans present for the event, and they were deeply moved by the Brave Little Fighters.
Oh, man, I bet.
Which was incredible to see. So Nancy can share some more of the details, but we had everything from games that amazing physical education teacher led for like 2 hours.
Yeah,
to
wow.
A baseball game, right, going on to bluegrass music.
Oh my gosh.
Being played in the background. I had the pleasure of meeting a wonderful lady who did the face painting for children, and she actually had two of her granddaughters there as well. I'm sure I'm missing things.
We had, excuse me, the superheroes.
Oh, yes,
it's a new group that is totally volunteers.
Oh, wow. Like
Captain Marvel. And
they dress up.
They dress up.
So fun.
And so it was a great photo opportunity for the kids. And one little boy, he had a Captain Marvel shirt on. And he saw Captain Marvel across the way, and he just started to shake because he was so excited. And so just to see them interact was just pure joy.
That is so cool.
It was.
And oh my gosh,
I also experienced a great deal of joy when I witnessed families just going up to each other and introducing themselves for the first time, because that's actually what we're trying to do, is allow friendships to form, because friendship has such a transformative power.
Absolutely. So how do families apply to participate in Brave Little Fighters in the program and an outing? Is there kind of a list of criteria they have to meet, or they send you letters, or how does that work?
Oh, goodness. So we have a tremendous, avenue for that right now in terms of both Hospice Buffalo and a children's hospital that is actually just minutes away from where we are now. And so those also were kind of connections that I had previously. So we've been very blessed because it's really wonderful, because upon the referral to, say, hospice, they will then say, hey, have you heard of Brave Little Fighters? Here's the membership form. Please, you know, when you have a chance, fill this out. So those are two, I think, that come immediately to mind, but we also have just the tremendous word of mouth from existing families. So their testimonial means more to me than anything.
Wow.
When they say, we've really benefited, you should look into this program.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Nothing better.
Sorry. Someone else. What else?
Do you want to add anything? It's okay if you don't.
No.
Okay, great. So on your website, you list out your core values, which are compassion, safety, camaraderie, and possibility. I love those words altogether. I would love to hear from each of you why these words resonated with you so much and why you chose them to represent the work that you do.
Okay, I love that question, Kelsey. That's beautiful. Thank you for noticing our core values.
Absolutely.
I guess for me, I'd like to speak to hope. Because these children inspire me every day and they show me that anything is possible. And we would like to show them through our programming and these outings that they can do anything. And so anything they ask of us, I'd like to think we can make that possible for them. But in turn, we like to provide their families with hope. So the whole family I always like to return to, because it isn't just actually about the brave little fighter.
It really goes to sometimes the siblings are forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, the spotlight or the priority is the sick child, which, of course, that's going to happen. But the brothers and sisters kind of have to grow up so fast.
Yeah.
And sometimes can feel a little...
less focus on them for a while.
Right. So the outings are for them as much as the sick child.
Yeah, I love that.
And so I don't know if you saw the movie Wonder, but it encompasses that as well.
Wow.
As you know, the focus was on the little boy, and the poor sister kind of faded into the background.
Yeah.
So, and to get the brothers and sisters all together too, because they all go through their own journey as well.
To allow them to have a day with their whole family that is joyous too. Yes. You know, it might be the first time in a while that they've been able to have that. So that's really beautiful.
Yes.
So I'd love to know what kinds of logistics go into organizing an outing. I hope, first of all, where do you even start? And then I would imagine through your work that you've done for so long, you probably have some relationships with businesses around, but I'd love to know more about that.
Let's see. In terms of the latter, I am very lucky to have strong relationships with not only athletic teams, but just individuals who can help us with the logistics, which, as you mentioned, they can be, it really depends on the outing, but they can be kind of the logistics that require you to plan well in advance, so 2 to 3 months in advance, for example, for things like the Christmas party or the summer festival. But let's see. I do try to keep the lines of communication open so much, like primarily by email, just reaching out and saying, please keep Brave Little Fighters on your radar.
Yeah.
You know, we're thinking about such and such a game. Could you make this happen for them? Because they would really like to attend. What else in terms of logistics? But I think just communication is so important in communicating the mission, because we found that many people just open their hearts and minds to Brave Little Fighters.
Yeah. And then so, Nancy, what's kind of your role when an outing's being planned?
My role is to support Lizzie, really. And
it's an important job.
She is a major multitasker. I mean, she can do 5 things at one time. So just to sit back and watch her do that is pretty inspiring. And then also come up with different venues and ideas to diversify what we have done in the past.
Nice.
So it's like, what else can we do that? And it's just, a lot of it is talking to the families and to the volunteers.
Yeah.
We had one lady who was doing face painting for us at the festival, and she said, do you think we could have them put together a production or a play? She would be more than willing to have them come in together, practice a skit, and then have the parents come back. Aww. And then put a production on.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's something they might not be able to do in everyday life, just because of the amount of time in and out of the hospital. But maybe for this one day, they can feel like a star.
Yeah, I love that. Love that. Let's see. I get the sense both of you are very modest people, but you really downplayed your role a bit right then. So maybe, Lizzie, how would you describe Nancy's role in this organization? Because it's really important, I think, the things yes. that you do. You're both so humble.
I do too. I think that, yes, she's certainly downplaying it. And I think just another example I can give is she's such a kind listener to the children. And so, for example, when a brave little fighter will say, you know, in the midst of an outing or at the end, you know, when could we do this again? Or, you know, this is something that I would like to do in the future. She is very good at following through on that or communicating that wish to me, because I think that their wishes are the most important thing
yeah.
to us. But, you know, the fact that she is such a generous listener and kind presence for them means the world to me, and that she shares this passion is so wonderful, and I can't express my gratitude enough for your support. You know, it's been amazing because this has been a whirlwind of a 9 months, I think, in many ways. So a very exciting 9 months.
Yeah.
It's been great. She's cheered me on all the time. So
I love putting people on the spot and asking them to say nice things about each other. So typically, I guess it would vary from outing to outing. So like the summer
right.
event was probably bigger, but how many kids or families would typically attend an average outing?
Let's see. So we are, of course, still growing, but anywhere from around 30, so something that small, okay. to 110
wow.
to 120. So as you said, it really does depend on the nature of the sort of donation, for example, or
sure.
the venues, the size of the venue. So
yeah.
yeah.
Nice. That's it's like a huge range. That's very impressive
yes.
to me. and then if you have the numbers on hand, how many outings have you done so far? And then how many children or families have participated?
Let's see. So I do have them in my head. So we're so proud to say that we've had 16 outings.
Wow. In 9 months?
Yes.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
Wow.
And I forgot the other question.
How many families or children have attended those 16 events?
Gosh, like cumulatively?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Whatever number that you...
Gosh, I apologize. I don't
no worries.
Have the exact number.
That's okay.
Approximately, let's see, 16 times. Probably in the neighborhood of 275.
Wow.
So...
That's huge.
Yes, that is huge.
Oh my gosh.
It's really
good ever number. Growing too.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's only been 9 months, I mean...
Right.
I just can't wait to follow along and see how this grows. It's just gonna keep getting more wonderful.
I'm really excited. I feel like it's growing every day.
Yeah.
And families are talking to each other about it and saying, "Have you heard of this?" And that's really the most gratifying.
So you talked about the summer event, but I'd love if you guys could walk our listener through the experience of one of these outings. So maybe from one of your recent favorites, maybe try to help listeners understand the magic that you guys feel on that day, since we can't show them a picture in their ears.
I mean, something I'd love you to say too, but when you were asking that question, something that came to mind was a night with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, wow.
It was so amazing because we had a meet and greet prior to the game.
That's so cool.
With them, Cheese and High Rise were the names of the players. And they were just so incredible with the Brave Little Fighters. And it was magical. It was truly magical to witness that. It was a room probably half the size of this, I think, where they welcomed them. And they just really couldn't have been more generous with their time. It was just before the game. So they were no doubt missing warm-ups. And,
wow.
You know, it was really cool.
That's so awesome.
They all had name tags, so the players were so sweet calling them by their names.
Oh, that's really great. Is that one of your favorites too, or do you have a different one that comes to mind?
I have to say it was the Christmas party.
Oh yeah,
it really was. We had several businesses collecting toys for these kids.
Wow.
And so there was just like a wall of toys. But then it was held at the VFW post. No, excuse me, American Legion. I'm sorry. And one of the members looks just like Santa. I mean, he was a dead ringer. I think we got him in here.
This is a picture with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, man.
Here he is.
There's the Santa.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm looking at the Brave Little Fighters Foundation brochure, and sure enough, this is Santa Claus. I mean,
you can't get any better
than
that.
You couldn't have hired a better Santa if he was just there, though. That's amazing.
Oh, and the Globetrotters. Page, there's the Globetrotters.
Wow.
And just to have people volunteer, and everything just came into place. We got the food. People made homemade cookies that brought, and then they had an activity of cookie decorating.
Oh, fun.
And so between Santa and we had a Santa's helper, and she's a Zumba instructor. She's wonderful,
nice.
And she helped collect the toys, and she's just been a great volunteer.
Love that.
And at that moment, that's one of my favorites too, but a Brave Little Fighter father looked at me and said, "This is truly magical.
Wow,
it's just such a beautiful day." And gosh, that says a lot.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you mentioned this earlier. I was going to ask about it, just to dive in a little deeper. So you share that testimonial on your website from a mother. It just really struck me. You already mentioned it, but she said, "I hadn't seen my daughter smile in so long until this event day." And I think this really embodies the power of the work that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Why do you think it's so important to create a carefree environment for families going through such a serious time in their lives?
I think that it's so important because their medical journeys are more difficult than I can possibly imagine.
Yeah.
And so to be in their lives and to be one of the few people sort of poking and prodding at them, if you will, or kind of being directly related to that medical journey that, again, is just, it's so rigorous, is such a joy and such a tremendous privilege. I think that it's also creating a very lasting memory. And so they can look back on that moment where they were smiling with their whole family and say,
And it just kind of, there's been studies done that play therapy goes a long way.
Yes.
And they also have something to look forward to.
Right.
They say, "Hey, if I can make it through to Saturday, we have this great outing to look forward to."
Wow.
So, it's pretty special.
Beautiful and, like, heavy at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So, as a brand new nonprofit organization, fundraising is always going to be a huge part of your lives, running this type of business. So you guys launched a GoFundMe campaign and saw some wonderful support come in. I also noticed you've listed some pretty high-profile donors on your website, like Justin Timberlake, Kelly Clarkson, and Lady Gaga. I need to know more about that.
Oh,
so
sure.
How did they find out about your organization? How'd that happen?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it was primarily through email to their, agents.
Yeah?
And
you guys emailed them?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. That's impressive.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, that's bold. I love it.
And it's more in terms of, and it's not to diminish it at all. It's more in terms of like donations in kind. So
yeah.
inviting Brave Little Fighters to their upcoming concerts.
Yeah, right. Of course.
And so it was incredibly generous. I fell to the floor, you know, upon hearing from these artists.
Oh my gosh.
They're just amazing. And, I have actually reached out to the Goo Goo Dolls.
Wow.
Just about, you know, to let them know, because I'd like them to know we're here and they have such pride in Buffalo.
Yeah. So, well, maybe given the studio that we're in today, we can probably send an email to somebody.
Yeah, right. That's true. These were amazing experiences for the families.
Right. So. Let's see. I mean, do you guys have any pie in the sky or like blue sky ideas for big, you know, gets you want to get for the kids? What are some dreams?
I guess I just want to just return to the core values, believe that anything is possible,
yeah,
and that we will grow within 5 years to be sustainable. So really, I guess it's my hope that we would become an organization that would be able to grant wishes, for example, someday, right, a long ways down the road.
Yeah. But
yes. I mean, we're looking for, I think, generous, you know, very generous donations,
right,
as a result.
What about you as the vision idea marketing person? What's your big dream?
I think it would be just to serve as many families and get them together, yeah, as possible.
Yeah.
This, of course, costs money.
Yes.
To organize all these, you know, details and events. And so just to have a little bit of funding behind us really, really would go a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's see. I'll say my dream for one of the outings is Beyonce or something. I don't know. Somebody really big who's really big.
Beyonce's really big. Yes, she is. She's great.
I guess that's not really like kids' music, though.
And I don't think Beyonce comes to Buffalo.
I mean, she might.
Yeah, I think she did. She's recently.
Did she?
Maybe.
Okay.
She's cool.
I'm out of the loop.
She'll do it. I believe. So then how about future fundraising plans? I would imagine, you know, you've already done 16 outings in 9 months. You gotta keep things going. So what do you guys have on the docket?
Gosh, so it turns out that these two annual events are fundraising events too.
Oh, wonderful.
In addition to being kind of joyous occasions for the family.
That's
so
smart.
Right. We found that to be very successful most recently, really, with the summer festival. So we'll continue to do that. But I also have plans to have two kind of strictly fundraising events, one kind of for the remainder of 2019 and then one in early 2020.
Nice.
A local venue. So.
Nice.
Also, we are learning as we go on how to apply for grants.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So just finding out what grants are out there.
Yes.
And if we align, like our mission aligns with the grant,
yeah,
then we take the time, hours and hours.
Lots of paperwork.
Of filling out the paperwork, yeah, trying to make that happen.
Yeah. That's one of those things, though. I mean, it's really just like who's willing to dedicate the time to do all the paperwork, and then it's probably going to be a good fit for a lot of people, though. So, you know,
I think so.
Fingers crossed.
Thank you.
So you answered this a little bit a second ago, but I would love to hear from each of you when you think forward where you see the Brave Little Fighters Foundation in 5 years' time. What does that look like to you? Do you want to start, Lizzie?
Sure. Gosh, as I look 5 years down the road, I truly hope that it will become a household name.
Yes.
So I'd like it if such a close-knit community as Buffalo begins to talk about this mission more and more. I'd also, just going back to what we mentioned before, like to think that in 5 years it will have become a sustainable organization, and that does require tremendous dedication, but we're dedicating ourselves and our passions to this. So nice. It's really great.
I feel you can do it. I know you. What about you, Nancy?
I think it's going to be wonderful, because we're not only going to do these joyous outings, these families are going to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And just to further that and cultivate their friendships through these events, and maybe we can have more events so they can see each other more often.
Yeah.
Which would be just a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I mean, you've already started to see these relationships grow, and I would just imagine like 5 years from now, it'll just be the most heartwarming thing to have all these friends come to your yes. 5-year summer annual event and see each other. And that makes me emotional. I love that.
Thank you.
So I'm sure this experience has been incredibly touching and life-changing so far. It sounds like it. Getting to work so closely with these amazing families. If you'd like our listeners to take away one piece of knowledge or insight from our conversation today, what would you like that to be? Would you like to start, Nancy?
No. Gosh, one thing. Just going back to the name, I think Brave Little Fighters, it is how incredibly brave they are. And I'd like to leave the listeners with a final story, which is about Gianna, who has a diagnosis of spina bifida. And I've known her for about 7 years. And Gianna has bravely endured 24 surgeries at this point.
Wow.
And she's a very huge baseball fan. And she was at a ball game about just a very short time ago. And she looked up at me and her mother at one point and said, "You know, Mom, I've never been brave enough to stay for the post-game fireworks. And, you know, do you think I'm brave enough?" And Dana, the mom, looked at me, and I looked over at Gianna and said, "Gianna, you're the bravest girl I've ever known. Of course you can stay for the fireworks show, and you know, you should if you want to, only if you want to." And wow. The story has a beautiful ending, because she did stay, and she had such a joyous time for the fireworks show, which is an important part of any ball game. And so yeah. I'm so glad she can, you know, carry on enjoying the fireworks. Thank you for letting me share that story.
Oh my gosh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you want to add anything, Nancy? Anything you'd like people to think about as they have heard about the work that you do?
I would just like to just spotlight these families and the journeys that they have to go through, and to just know that there is joy out there. And if we can provide these outings, we're the luckiest people in the world to see these people smile just for a brief moment.
Thank you again to Elizabeth and Nancy for chatting with me today, and congratulations to them on being named our GoFundMe Heroes of the Month for October. Elizabeth asked me to underline for our listeners the fact that the Brave Little Fighters Foundation is 100% volunteer-run, and I think you can tell from today's conversation that the organization is filled with love and passion, and we're just so in awe of everything they do. Please consider donating to this incredible mission and help Elizabeth and Nancy continue to support families in need. To make a donation, please visit GoFundMe.com/Brave Little Fighters Foundation with a dash in between each word. Thank you so much for listening to True Stories of Good People, a GoFundMe Heroes production. If you're inspired by today's story, please help us out by heading over to iTunes and leaving us a rating or review, and subscribing to the show. And if anyone you know loves inspiring stories, please share our podcast with them. It means the world to us. Also, we love to hear from listeners, so if you have any feedback, suggestions, or questions, you can write to us at podcast@GoFundMe.com. And lastly, for more behind-the-scenes content and inspiring stories, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at GoFundMe Heroes. Quick thank you to GCR Audio in Buffalo, New York, where this episode was recorded, and to our editing team at Cloud Studios in Seattle, Washington. We'll be back next time with more true stories of good people. Talk to you then!